Germany is struggling to contain the rise of a far-right extremist violence. This week, a member of the right-wing AfD party was stripped of his leadership role in parliament for making anti-Semitic comments. And late last month, the government proposed new rules that would restrict gun purchases and force social media companies to remove and report hate speech. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd was in Berlin recently and spoke with Franziska Brattner. She's a member of parliament and the center-left Green Party. They'd met to talk about Brexit. But Peter also asked her if the proposed domestic terrorism rules went far enough.
Finally, we believe it's far too late and it's too little. We believe that we have to have stricter regulations still in the social media. We need more transparency. We need more responsibility. And we also need to have more clarity when it comes to the far-right networks within our own security services, the police, the army, etc. So there we believe more needs to be done.
You know, it's interesting. The nationalist movement in this country is very much a kind of a mirror image in some ways of what tipped the United Kingdom towards Brexit. What do you make of the rise of the far right across Europe?
I think, to be honest, that the Brexiteers in the UK are not all racist. But you have, of course, part of that Brexit movement is a nationalist movement of going out. But it's not necessarily entirely a racist movement. And the far right in Germany is racist. They're also nationalists, but above all, they're racist. But I think that we have to, on the one side, address the socioeconomic reasons, if they exist, behind the grievances. And on the other side, to start having very open discussions and honest discussions about the fears laying behind the cultural war. These are some of the same as you have in the US or in other countries, this sort of fear, oh, am I going to be in a minority in the future? I've always been part of the majority, and now what comes next? There's this fear because everybody remembers how badly the majority treated the minority in the past. You know, if I speak to people and then they say, yeah, but, you know, I remember how terribly we treated the one black guy in the class and how we terribly treated the one Turkish guy in our class. And I'm afraid my kid is going to be treated the same way in the class. And then you can start another discussion. But it's that, you know, going to the real fears, talking about them and trying, you know, on the other side to say this is no excuse for being racist.
I'm taking a look at how the rise of your party over the last couple of months, year or so in Germany, doing quite well in elections, and also the rise of some far-right parties, the AfD. What do you make of that those two things are happening simultaneously?
You know, we have been putting so much effort in building bridges and going out of the polarization. And it's quite interesting because, of course, when you look just from tactical purposes, for us, it would often pay off to go into more polarization. But we don't do it because we fundamentally believe it will not help society. We have to start building bridges, go away from polarization. So I also sometimes believe that our good election results are a recompensation for building those bridges.
That was German MP Franziska Brattner of the Green Party speaking with Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd in Berlin.